Governor Whitmer, you have some pretty big asks in your first budget proposal. You want to increase the state's fuel tax by 45 cents by October of 2020. You want to get rid of the pension tax. You want to put more money towards clean water. Did you get the reaction that you were hoping for with this budget?
Well, I think we need to be real about what it's going to take to fix the roads, what it's going to take to clean up drinking water, to take Michigan educational outcomes from dead last in our country to top 10. And you know what? It takes investment. Our budget has not grown in 20 years on the general fund side, and everything is falling behind because of that. And that's why fixing the damn roads and funding it through a gas and diesel tax means every dollar actually goes toward fixing the roads, and that all the dollars that have been stolen from education and the general fund to fill potholes can get back to work in closing the skills gap. And so this really is a solution for ensuring people have got skills to get into high-wage jobs. You can trust the water coming out of your tap, and we will finally fix the damn roads.
What is your plan going forward to ensure that this is implemented so that you can, in your words, fix the roads and do all of these different things that you want to do for the state? How do you plan to go and work with this Republican legislature, many of whom are saying 45 cents, way too much?
So, you know, I mean, this is the opening salvo, right? The governor introduces the budget and the legislature starts holding hearings, analyzing what all of the details that are in this budget. We will negotiate some of the details, but I'm going to work with them and I'm going to get across the state and engage the public so they can see why I've introduced this plan and what it's going to mean for them and their lives. When you look at every school kid in the state of Michigan will have greater resources for a better educational outcome, that's powerful. But parents and teachers and families alike need to understand what this budget means to them. There's a lot of good stuff in this budget that people can get excited about and see how it's going to improve their lives. And I'll be touring the state to make sure they know.
Speaking of a lot of things in the budget, I know that you had kind of focused during your presentation on roads, water, and education. But what are some other pieces of the budget that you're either really excited about or that you're really hoping that the legislature passes?
One of the things, for instance, in one of the smaller departments is the Michigan Agricultural and Rural Development. We are going to fund more double-up food bucks, which helps farmers and people with food insecurity, and that's something that we're going to grow, and that's in that part of the budget, for instance. We'll be running another trooper school with the Michigan State Police so that we can ensure we've got a diverse, well-equipped group of people in the state police who protect us. There are, I think, a lot of really innovative, exciting things in this budget that the public will start to get an opportunity to really digest and weigh in on. And I think the legislature is going to see a lot of the wisdom of this budget.
One of the things that was not completely in this budget is that you had mentioned during the State of the State is this free college tuition. Talk to me more about what the plan is there for helping to pay more for community college and more for college tuition.
The My Opportunity Scholarship I outlined in the State of the State is aimed at connecting people with real paths to skills and making them affordable. We have only 44% of our adult population has some sort of a post-secondary certificate or degree. And in today's economy, that number's got to be a lot higher. Until my state of the state, we were the only state in the Midwest and one of only 9 states in the country that hadn't even adopted a formal goal. So I set the goal at 60% by 2030, which is what other states are doing. And we're going to get to work making sure we are meeting that goal when 2030 comes around, because we have 15,000 jobs every year just in the trades that we're going to need to fill between now and 2024. And we are incredibly behind. And that's why ensuring everyone's got a path to a debt-free community college degree or an affordable four-year degree or into the trades is so important for all of us. Because when we have a concentration of talent, everyone benefits, whether it's innovation, higher paychecks, every one of us benefits.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Shana.